Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. Chapter 31 is the second in a series of comforting prophecies and includes some of Yirmiyahu's most famous passages that have been set to music. We will focus today on the excerpts that highlight the unextinguishable love that Hashem has for his children, Bnei Yisrael, depicted boldly as a mother's love and warm embrace. Remember that Shem Havayeh, the four-lettered name of God, is written, though unpronounced, like a feminine noun. And Chazal taught that it represents the Midas HaRachamim. Harav Hirsch explains that root for the Hebrew word Rachamim, often translated as compassion, is Rechem, the womb, from which life emanates. In the opening verse, Hashem recalls the initial rush of affection when he first bonded with a newborn nation. The battered remnant that survived the sword found favor even in the desert, and now Hashem is out to give them some respite and consolation. Koh amar Hashem, matza chen bamidbar, am sridei cherev, Haloch le'argiyo Yisrael. Most commentaries suggest that this is a recollection of Yetziat Mitzrayim, when Hashem chose us as his special nation, and we accepted the covenant by declaring Nase v'nishma. Rashi notes that the phrase Matzachen is an abbreviation of the idiom Matzachen be'enai, found favor in my eyes. Perhaps the skipped word is no accident, for there was precious little beauty for an eye to see in the bruised and abused survivors dragging their feet through the desert. Malbim notes that the desert is an image used by the latter prophets to depict any galut, as well as estrangement, desolation, and persecution suffered by the displaced people at various times and places of their history. This verse addresses the banished, the survivors of massacres and dehumanizing persecution, who remain Jewish despite the suffering, when it seems that Hashem had abandoned them. Yirmiyahu empathizes with these exiles and shares his vision. Merachok Hashem nir'ali, ve'ahavat olam ha'avtich, al ken mishachtich chesed. From afar Hashem appeared to me. With an everlasting love I have loved you, and therefore I drew you with affection. Though Hashem, representing boundless love, appeared to the prophet, he seemed far off, whether in time or space. Rashi suggests that Hashem drew Am Yisrael to himself because of the love that was engendered a long time ago by their ancestors, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Thus, Hashem's love was earned. Rabbi Yosef Kara suggested in this verse Hashem recollects the chesed with which he embraced the broken slaves coming out of Egypt. That is a chesed which is soon to be reenacted for the dismayed exiles languishing in Babylonia and elsewhere. According to Malbim, Yirmiyahu relates that though Hashem is afar, invisible and unfathomable, and his protective embrace is cloaked in natural manifestations, Yirmiyahu could discern the unconditional love. According to Radak, Hashem says to Am Yisrael, I've loved you all along. Therefore, I will again reveal my affection and kindness. What was then will happen again, as evident in verses 3-5. Od evnech v'nivnet betulat Yisrael, od ta'adi tupayich v'yatzat bimchol misachakim. עוד תתאי קרמים בהרי שומרון, נטעו נוטעים וחיללו. כי יש יום קראו נוצרים בהר אפרים. קומו ונעלה ציון אל השם אלוקינו. Again I will build you up, and you will be rebuilt, the maiden Israel. Again you will take up your timbrels and go out to dance with merrymakers. Again you will plant vineyards on the hills of Shomron. The planters will plant and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to Hashem our God. Therefore, in the following parshiyah, Hashem sends the prophets to the despairing remnant of Jews in exile with a message of encouragement and inspiration in verses 6 through 8. Kiho amar Hashem, ronu le'Yaakov simcha, v'tzahalu b'rosh ha'goyim, hashmiu hallelu v'imru, hosha Hashem et amcha, et she'erit Yisrael. Hineni mivi otam me'eretz tzafon, v'kibatztim mi'arketei aretz, bam iver ufiseach, hara v'yoledet yachdav, kahal gadol yashuvu hena, bifchi yavou, ובתחנונים אוביליהם, הוליכם אל נחלי מים, בדרך ישר לא יקשלו בה. כי הייתי לישראל לאב, ואפרים בחורי הוא. For thus said Hashem, sing for Yaakov with joy, and cheer at the top of the nations. Announce and praise as you say, Hashem has saved your people, the remnant of Israel. I'm about to bring them home from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth, including the blind and the lame, the pregnant woman and the new mother. All together they will return here. Weeping they will come. Pleading I will lead them to streams of water, on a straight path so they do not stumble. For I have been a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. These words must have infused hope in the Jews languishing in Babylonian exile. They were also intended for the 10 tribes that were the first to be banished from their ancestral lands. Hashem promises to gather them all from the farthest dispersions and includes the blind and the lame, those who have become physically depleted and spiritually distanced. Radak explains that Hashem refers to Ephraim as Bechori, because the status of firstborn was transferred to his ancestor Yosef, who provided for his father and brothers in Egypt. Incredibly, the prophet relates that even the Gentiles living in remote islands will hear of Israel's remarkable renaissance and newfound prosperity. שימעו דבר השם גויים, והגידו באיים ממרחק, ואמרו, מזרי ישראל יקבצנו, ושמרו כרואה עדרו. כי פדה השם את יעקב, וגאלה מיד חזק ממנו. ובאו ורננו במרום ציון, ונהרו אל טוב השם. על דגן ועל תירוש ועל יצהר ועל בני צון ובקר. והייתה נפשם כגן רווה, ולא יוסיפו לדאבה עוד. Hear the word of Hashem. Tell the nations, proclaim it in distant islands. He who scattered Israel will gather them, and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. For Hashem has redeemed Yaakov, and rescued them from a hand stronger than them. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion, rushing towards Hashem's bounty, the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, and the young sheep and cattle. Their soul will be like a well-watered garden, and they will grieve no more. We have witnessed the unfolding of this prophecy in our lifetime after the calamity of the Shoah. But who would have imagined that we would also live to see Gentiles from the East and the West celebrating the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, astonished at the return of lost Jews? Then, in the middle of this chapter, the dialogue shifts. As Hashem addresses Rachel Imenu, who witnessed her descendants led away in chains by their captors, Her cries interrupt the joy and celebration envisioned for the distant future. Ko amar Hashem, kol berama nishma, nehi bechit amrurim. Rachel mevaka al baneha, me'ana lehinachem al baneha, ki einenu. This is what Hashem said. A voice is heard in Ramah, groaning and bitter weeping. Rachel sobbing for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children, because he is no more. The beloved Rachel, buried alone at the crossroads, agonizes at the loss of her children, Ephraim and Menashe, from the northern kingdom, and Binyamin from Yehuda. Take note, she refused to be comforted because he is no more, because it seems that Hashem has abandoned his people and left his holy land as well. So Hashem responds and makes his presence known through consoling lyrical pledges. Ko amar Hashem, min'i kolech mibechi ve'einayich midim'a, ki yesh sachar lefe'ulatech ne'um Hashem, ve'shavu me'eretz oyev, ve'yesh tikva le'achritech ne'um Hashem, ve'shavu banim ligvulam. This is what Hashem said. Restrain your voice from crying and your eyes from tears, for there is reward for all your work, declares Hashem. They will return from the land of the enemy, and there is hope for your latter end, declares Hashem. The children will return to their own border. Repeating Hashem's name three times, God makes a solemn oath. Not only Rachel's children will return, but all God's children will come back to their promised borders. As a youth, Yirmiyahu's sheep grazed near Rachel's lonesome tomb. As a lonely man with no wife or children, he wept as he saw his countrymen shackled and beaten, and thus felt an affinity to the weeping matriarch, who then became an icon representing the bereft city of Yerushalayim in Yirmiyahu's prophecies. Finally, Hashem turns an ear to the long-suffering Ephraim, symbolizing the 10 tribes scattered to the wind. And like the grieving woman, Hashem yearns for a long-lost child in verses 17 through 19. Shamoa shamati Ephraim mitnoded, yisartani v'avaser, ke'egel lo yumad, hashiveini v'ashuva, ki ata Hashem Elokai, ki acharei shuvi nichamti. ואחרי היוודי ספקתי על ירח בושתי וגם נחלמתי כי נסעתי חרפת נעוריי. הבן יקיר לי אפרים עם ילד שעשועים כי מידי דברי בו זכור אסקרנו עוד על כן המו מאי לו רחם ארחמנו נאום השם. I heard indeed, I still hear Ephraim's moaning. You chastised me, and I've been chastised like an unruly calf. Take me back, and I will return, for you are Hashem, my God. After I strayed, I regretted. After I came to understand, I struck my thigh. I was ashamed and even humiliated for the disgrace of my youth. And Hashem responds, is not Ephraim my cherished son, the child in whom I delight? Whenever I speak of him, I still remember, oh, how I remember him. Therefore, my belly aches for him. I will surely have mercy for him, Hashem pledges. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.